If you got 25 acres all in the commercial zone, that's what you could only do with it.
Okay, say that again, Michael.
Say that again.
Yeah, for mixed use, if you were gonna come forward with a mixed use project, it doesn't matter if it's 1 acre or 25, there'd be one home allowed as part of the mixed use project.
I thought it was one per acre.
Well, I think that's your intent, so it probably needs to be reworded.
Why does it say per acre then?
Yeah, and I think the language in the code is a little bit different from that. I need to look it up, but it's per project.
See, I don't think we're ready.
I'm not sure on that, bud, but, okay, anyway.
Let's take a look at it.
We've
JC, can I ask if you would be willing to clarify something?
I would.
First, that in the motion to direct staff to explore and come back at the appropriate time, the percentage of commercial that's required.
Well,
that's currently 12,
yeah,
to at least
sure.
Study, explore, come back with recommendations.
Well, and yes, staff, please, I would include that in the motion. However, Michael's kind of busy. I would like to give him additional thoughts. I mean, it's not just a matter of 20%, because remember, that commercial C zone is all we've got. So what if Midway triples or quadruples or quintuples? You know, maybe we'll add another commercial zone somewhere, but I would be thinking of what are our needs over time for commercial? And this is, at the present time, the only foreseeable way to meet those needs, if it were all commercial. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm thinking, gosh, we don't have very much. We've got very little, almost none, really. Why should we give any of that away?
So the code says lots greater than 1 acre, and then lots greater than 25 acres. So it isn't per acre in the code, it's per project size.
Okay, well that, would it be permissible to change it to a per acre for now, or what?
You could definitely do that.
Okay. I don't know if we want to do that, Council. That's new information for me.
Explain that on the 1 to 20 acres.
Yeah, so if you've got a 5-acre project and you come in for mixed use, if we changed it down to 1, it's not density per acre, it's density per project is what it is. And so you wouldn't get 5 units, you'd only get 1 if it's a 5-acre project. If we change the wording in here to per acre,
What's the largest open area that's even in this zone right now?
Is Howder's?
The biggest one is the village.
Howder's?
If you bought a piece of acreage in the house next to you, you would demolish the house and put them together.
Michael,
I'm not following
your conclusion there, right?
Yeah.
Right now, for a 1 acre, correct me. Right now, for a 1 acre parcel in the C2 zone, what's under the current ordinance, how many units can they do?
So it says lots greater than 1 acre.
No.
You can have up to 20 units per acre.
Greater than 1 acre. So if it's less than an acre, how many units?
One.
Okay. So the 1 acre portion is already at 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so an acre and greater is based on units per acre because it's 20 residential units per acre, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if that number is changed to whatever it is, why isn't it still per acre? Because you'd mentioned that if it was a 20...
The slide is incorrect. The code doesn't say per acre. It says per project. It says depending on how large your lot is, that depends how many units you get.
You're still losing me. So... If it's large, the village, when they submitted, it was greater than 1 acre. They were getting more than 20 units. So we were applying a per acre density.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we are. Let me think this through for a second. It says lots greater than 1 acre, you get up to 20 residential units per acre. So that's where they come up with their density.
Okay. So that is a per acre if it's
it's
an acre or greater.
Based, it's a per acre.
So let's say
it's Tuesday.
With a 5-acre,
seriously,
Okay, that's okay. More along the lines of what I thought I was saying.
Sorry, city council.
It's late.
So I seconded, and I keep that up based on that clarification, because I think we're still on the right track. If it would have been per project, I would have said, let's continue this, because we're clearly confused.
Yeah, I was just going to say confused.
I think we're unconfused and back what we all thought it was. So
is that a word? I'm
unconfused.
Can I ask another clarifying question for those that made the motion and second? Is the intent or direction to staff that this one per acre change from 20 to 1 is temporary until this is kind of studied and evaluated?
I wouldn't say that it was temporary. I agree with what Jeff said before, which is this is quite overdue. I am concerned about the commercial space and whether or not we should be giving that up. However, it may be temporary, and I do think, you know, we have a lot of concerns that we want to look into, and so I'm acknowledging that. I'm not saying I believe that it is temporary.
So I would say my direction to staff is that we're changing it to one to establish a maximum without any additional provisions, qualifications, or motivating items. I would encourage staff to look at ways that we could change that breakout and perhaps allow more units per acre if affordable housing or other desirable projects that the city would like to motivate people into, if we can find a way to encourage that through code. That is well beyond this. This is establishing
density,
a maximum density that we feel is justified in the commercial zone, and you know, for the rest of the moratorium, for our general plan process, let's figure out ways that we can incent developers to provide the types of housing that we need desperately in the city but is not being provided.
But you're also supporting, I guess, the distinction that, or the additional direction to staff to explore this
80-20,
whatever percentage might be more appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, really, this is about protecting commercial space, and it's about saying if we do give up something that we value, what should, you know, what might we want to give up for that? What's important enough to us, such as affordable housing, that we would give up something else that's important to us? It definitely acknowledges all of that, but it's also saying we need to be really looking forward on what are our needs in terms of our commercial space. Another thing I would like to see is staff, if you want to hypothesize about where we might add commercial space ever. I know don't we have the sort of industrial area that's maybe something to consider. I don't know how it weighs in. That would generate taxes, wouldn't it?
It's in our annexation.
It's in our annexation area. But so, I mean, that could be part of the consideration. But I think for now, I'm pretty comfortable that we want to protect this space. That's the way I would put it.
Mayor, if I can ask one more question of staff. Michael, and I don't mean to put you on the spot nor commit, but where we are to date in regards to the moratorium and getting all of these amendments that we wanted to kind of, you know, clean up and address. Are we looking pretty good to where come February we think we may not need to extend the moratorium, or is that still a 50-50?
The mayor wants me to send out an email this month addressing where we are, kind of a status. We really, of the list of items that we looked at the beginning, we've started the process on almost every single one of those. As for some of them, you know, kind of got stuck in the process, like maximum home size, for instance, that type of thing. We punted until we looked at the general plan, same with, you know, potentially density. But the majority of them we've worked on, and we've adopted a lot of ordinances. We've even added some to the process, so I think it's been pretty productive. And I think by the end of this moratorium, at least the things that we can address without the general plan being reviewed, I think we will accomplish that list.
So is it a potential, I'm just trying to get an idea, is it potentially envisioned, therefore, that it might be extended just for kind of some limited items or?
Or a notice of ordinance change.
For those particular ones? Okay.
I think that's a good way to go. Mm-hmm.
And we'll take an in-depth look at that at our strategic planning meeting in January too.
Okay.
Did I send out an email on that date, by the way? Uh-huh. Okay, I'll get one. I've got two options. I've got
all your emails go straight to my junk folder.
Here.
I don't do very many emails. Come on. All right, we've got a motion and a second. Council, are you comfortable with going for a vote, or is there more discussion?
I'm comfortable.
Okay. Jeff, I haven't started with you yet.
Aye.
Lisa?
Nay.
Steve?
Steve? Nay.
Kevin?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Okay. There we go. And staff, we got a lot of direction still on that one. It passed. Melanie, do you know who made the motion in the second and stuff?
Yeah, I have that JC motioned to approve. I just haven't changed it. Sorry.
Okay. So they say continue still. So
I've been switching it back and forth. I'm like, where are you guys going with this? So I apologize. And then I have Jeff seconding the motion. I'm a little unclear on the exception. We're going to accept that we would reduce it to one unit per acre. Was there more to that? Because you guys kind of went, ooh.
No, it's basically, it started 20. The proposal was 5. The motion was 1.
Okay.
In both versions, 25 and greater or less than that. But then the minutes are going to need to show what council's requesting staff to kind of work on as part of all this. Okay. All right.
Let me just make sure I've got the nays and the a's. So Doherty is nay, Drury is aye, Lisa is nay, Payne is aye, and then Simonson is aye.
Yep.
Not to confuse this further, but it's probably a question that Brad would know. If, since this is a density change, is it a simple majority or does it require more votes than that? I know some things require 4 votes and some things require 3.
I assumed it was normal thing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my assumption too, is
that
it's a normal vote.
Yeah, it's not
I don't
want to change,
I don't
want
to cause problems.
Good question. I know I think the bonding question, like for the transmission line, that required a major majority.
Yeah, it's
but this
put
is just a regular motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
If we were to change the zoning designation, that's a simple majority, isn't it?
That's a simple majority.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what our zoning designation
for
residential is just density.
Yeah.
I don't think
good point,
though. Super majority.
Okay.
We do have to go through special noticing for items like this that reduce density,
We've done the noticing part.
Yeah,
this is the voting part.
Okay.
These are the types of things that.
Are we bringing the other part back with the percentage?
Well, that'll be another item. We'll have to run through the process.
Mayor, was this? I apologize, but was this supposed to have any public input?
We did the public hearing last time, and
oh,
then
we did,
I said that
right.
I would allow
right.
for public comment, and nobody's indicated
right.
they wanted to comment. So
I'm also curious, Michael, did you say that you got any responses or 0 responses to any of the noticing? I don't think you got any.
Regarding this item?
Mm-hmm.
None from the public?
No calls, no questions?
I mean, I've even told developers that, you know, this is an item on the agenda for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Note to self, put everything on Christmas schedule.
We get accused of doing that anyway. Yeah. Okay, we've got 2 more items, and if we can, let's try to get to them before 10. So the first one, item 8, ordinance 2021-36. This is the temporary vendor